My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and a park from Lincoln, I think.
Right.
Lincoln Park in the background. It's very festive holiday music, isn't it?
Yeah. This is off their Christmas album.
Feel free to bang your head during this show. Hey, listen, folks. We Chad. Chatty Boy spends quite a bit of time every week trying to put together relevant information for all of you that wish to be informed about the latest and greatest and kind of keep in touch with what we're learning as we learn things in the computer industry.
Keeping touch with technology.
Yeah. So a very elaborate free email newsletter is put together every week. Actually sent out twice a week, once before the radio show and once as a follow-up if we have things that we wanted to elaborate on that were discussed on the radio show. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like that, feel free to join us on the internet at datadoctors.com. Click on the free help section. And if you want to see what we're talking about, you can look at the archives of exactly what we send out. And then you can sign up for the newsletter there. If you're one that's signed up or changed email address and you're not getting the newsletter, please understand a lot of these ISPs, the internet service providers, have very unsophisticated spam filters. One of the conditions that they say is an indicator of spam if the same message gets sent to more than X number of people on their system, which clearly we have 30 or 40,000 folks that subscribe to this newsletter. So in some cases, no matter what we do, you can't get the email newsletter from us. And we're working on a solution that has nothing to do with email for us to be able to communicate with you on. First part of next year, we should be announcing our RSS and podcasting offerings.
Sweet.
Again, all free. But for the meantime, check it out. You can also, if it's not working from your AOL account or MSN account, sign up for a free mail account like Hotmail or Yahoo Mail and then subscribe to that, mm-hmm. and you'll probably get it.
Or you can probably talk to your ISP and get them to...
No.
No?
No, they won't.
They're mean.
Yeah. Well, first of all, think about it. If they did that, okay, a ISP that has 30 million subscribers...
Yeah.
Each one wants their little thing.
Are you telling me I'm not important to them?
You are absolutely insignificant. You are but a bug. You are a squash.
Okay.
You
fine.
Mean nothing. All right. So check out. We got a surprise caller here. Check out the newsletter if you'd like. The free help section there. You can see the archives and sign up. And also see pictures and things of maybe this guy named Brandon Disney. Is he on the phone?
Hey, Vato, Feliz Navidad, man.
Wow. Is that the Salt Lake City accent that I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think I fell in the lake made of salt, and it transformed me.
Now, are you on the ground back here in Phoenix now?
Yes, I am.
You're home. Now you get to go see your kids and start that whole Christmas kind of thing going?
Yeah, I've got, you know, my boy is turning 4 next week, and my daughter, too, so it makes...
Woo.
Way better than when I was a kid, even, I think. For me.
Well, you better start shopping.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, you certainly do.
Actually, I found myself at the mall in Salt Lake doing my last minute Christmas shopping, and it was quite interesting.
So, did you have something to add to the 2005 look back? Is there a particular poignant moment in 2005 you wanted to share with our audience?
You know, I'm kind of thinking, why break a perfect record? I've had nothing worthwhile to add the entire year to the radio show. Why would I start with some quality today?
Maybe you get a running start at 06.
Right.
Or we'll do that next year, huh?
You know, well, maybe we still got one more show before 06, you know. So
we do. Well, that's what, you know.
There's ample opportunity, my friend.
Well, I'm glad you made it back. Welcome home.
You can take off the winter parka now.
Do you even own one?
I went up there with a light jacket, and it was snowing when I got there, and then when I left, it was like T-shirt weather, so they're crazy up there, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe. Get home to your beautiful wife and lovely kids.
I shall.
All right.
See you, B.
Bye.
See you, B. Wow, you're so hip and stuff.
It's nice.
You know, Bill's been waiting forever, so before we go to Geek Speak of the Week, let's help Bill out, who's been... very, very patient. He's got a Microsoft Word problem. Bill, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi. Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fantastical. How about you?
tremendous.
Great.
Tremendous, except I have a little tiny problem.
Well, Chad and myself will do our very best to try to help you with it.
Okay, I'm using Microsoft Word 2000.
Okay.
I have an XP on a Sony Vaio computer.
Okay.
And about this time, in the last couple of years, I've gone to the calendar wizard.
Okay.
And created a calendar.
Yes. Isn't
that
cool?
Which is so easy, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
But I got a problem.
What is that problem?
When I go to print preview,
yes.
The little lines that, you know, that you normally see on a calendar, you know, dividing the dates.
Yeah.
Are not there. I have worked on this for almost ever.
And if you print it, the lines aren't there either?
That's correct.
Okay. So, do you have a number 2 pencil and a standard ruler?
Yes, I do.
See, that's the low-tech solution here. Let's not waste any more time on technology.
Guys next year.
Well, there's a couple of possibilities. When you're looking at it on the screen before the print preview, you see lines, correct?
That's correct.
Are you able to click on any of those lines?
I haven't tried.
Because if you can click on a line, you can probably change the formatting to include what color it is. It's possible that the color is one that's not recognized by your printer.
Ooh.
You know, so you tell it to make sure that it's using black. Or you can try doing a select all.
Okay, I just clicked on one. A little text box came up.
Well, you probably selected an area near the line, but probably not on the line. You'd have to, your cursor would actually have to turn into something other than an arrow for you to actually be on that line.
Okay.
So that likely is what it is. Now, is this is the first year of this happening?
Yes.
Same. Everything's the same. Printer's the same. Everything's the same except for it's not working.
Yes, and I can go back to this current year's calendar, and it works just the way it's supposed
to. Well, just print a bunch of those out then.
All right.
Right on.
That's another low-tech solution, huh? Tell you what, Bill, this is a very specific thing that we may be able to help you on, but I'm going to put you on hold so that we don't run into a problem with time.
Okay.
And we can give you, if you wait till the next break, we'll take it off the air. We can give you plenty of time on that.
Tremendous.
All right, hang tight.
Thanks.
Yeah, we want to help everybody, but that's so specific. Let's stick to things that we can help a lot of people with. Like Joe, who's got a gateway and a Windows XP update problem. Joe.
Yes, hi, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What you got there?
Got a Gateway laptop 400.
Okay.
And I'm running Windows XP Home on it, and I'm trying to do the Microsoft update.
The Windows update, okay.
And it always hang installing the Service Pack 2.
Oh, you haven't even gotten to that point yet, huh?
Well, it actually went through quite a bit of the installation.
There are a number of countless number of things that can cause exactly what you're having that problem. And a lot of times what you have to do is go stop what you're doing, go and uninstall some things that started to install.
I see.
Sometimes you can do that through the add remove programs.
Sometimes uninstall the service pack too?
Well, because it didn't finish,
right.
That's kind of where you're at. Are you trying to do this on a dial-up or high-speed internet connection?
It's a broadband.
Okay, it is high-speed.
Right.
So something is causing your system to not be able to do the update, and now it's in the middle of it, and you're kind of in no man's land.
Right.
What I would suggest you do before you do anything else is type into Google Service Pack 2 installation problem, and you'll see an enormous number of resources out there that have various possibilities for you to go check.
Right.
This is not one of those quick and dirty ones, unfortunately.
Okay.
Are you sure it's hanging and it's not just doing its thing? Because it does take a long time to do that installation.
Well, it sits there after it does about 3 bars, and it always seems to stop at exactly the same place.
During the actual download, right?
No, during the installation.
During the installation, okay.
Download, it verifies the download, and
right.
That goes through the installation.
And if your hard drive light stops flashing and it's sitting there doing nothing for more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, half an hour.
Yeah, no, it's definitely hanging up. So you can, Service Pack 2 hangs during installation. Any of those kind of search terms?
I did it on your website.
Well, no, go to Google.
Oh, go to Google.
Yeah, Google's much better than us.
Oh, okay. I printed out about 3 of your...
Yeah, and so they'll give you about 3 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the three that I have probably didn't address your particular situation, so you really got to start to dive into the differences in what they're talking about to see if those things apply to what your situation is.
Right.
You know, with your version of Windows and what you're seeing, and so it's a tedious process that you're going to have to go through because there's no quick and dirty on this.
Okay.
And without seeing the machine physically, there's just no way for us to really even start to give you any guidance.
Okay. And this is too. I did run the spy bot.
Yeah, no, that's it's going to be something now that's part of your operating system.
Oh,
so it
okay.
gets into the registry and it gets into a lot of things that that you're going to have to go step by step and kind of check through.
Right.
All right.
It doesn't kill my system, but I can still boot up and run.
Right. Right. No, it's just not able to finish. It's like it's like the apprentice, right?
Right.
They can't complete the task, and somebody will be fired.
That's exactly what it did.
Yeah. So yeah. Unfortunately, that's we do see this quite often, especially in systems that if it doesn't work beautifully the first time, it usually doesn't work beautifully at all until you figure out what the problem was.
Right.
And the problems can be so many that that's the only advice I can give you on a over-the-air radio show without seeing your machine.
Right, okay.
If you get totally frustrated, all 22 of our Phoenix area stores, and for anybody listening outside of the Phoenix area, we never charge anything to look at it.
Oh,
So if you want some help in trying to figure out how bad it is,
right.
Always, you bring it into any of the stores, while you're waiting there, they'll plug it in with you, go through it all, and kind of work with it to try to figure out what's going on.
Right.
And then, once we figure out kind of what the situation is and give you your options on trying to get it fixed.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck and happy holidays.
Yes, you too. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
And I don't even know what the station's parameters are on that, but Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I don't want to offend anybody, but I certainly don't want to stop saying Merry Christmas.
I know. If anybody else out there hasn't installed Service Pack 2 yet, it's definitely overdue.
Yeah, that was like, 05, that was one of the big ones.
But there were a lot of issues. I mean, there was a lot of issues with it.
All right, we're going to go to break again. When we come back, we will give you our Geek Speak of the Week and some more news of the week and of the year. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, back right after this.